We've got some more visitors, and it is Kiss Chasey, Darren and Joel dropping by with the sunshine in their eyes.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Now, you guys have been here since Friday night. Any highlights from yesterday? Anything that you thought was amazing at Splendor in the Grass?
I thought Paul Dempsey's set was really incredible.
Yeah, I loved it too.
I'm really liking that new stuff that you guys are playing. That's all I've heard of it so far, but it's great. And I had to leave UMI halfway through the set to go see Paul Dempsey, but UMI were great as always. They're always just, they're rock gods, like, worship them. So, yeah, a lot of Aussie music on my in my appetite yesterday. I saw, what did I see? Children Collide, they were great. They were really good. They had a great crowd response, and it kind of made me nervous about today's show.
Well, is that what happens when you see the way that other bands act at festivals? You think, well, we've really got to amp it up a little bit.
Definitely.
And how are Kiss Chasey going to do that today? What's the game plan?
It's your job.
Yeah, it's just...
As front man, is this your
job,
Dan?
It's all on me just to get out there. And it's got to be... The good thing about festivals is that it's more of a show than being a perfectionist. So you can kind of just like ham it up a little bit and really get... You know, your job is to get the people at the very back of the room as excited as the people in the front. So you just really, you know, just yell a lot.
Hype man.
Yeah.
So you're making excuses for how bad you're going to play before we play.
Exactly.
Fantastic.
One of the big themes this weekend I've noticed, and I know it is a festival favourite, is to do the cover song. Have you guys got a cover song in your arsenal that you're going to whip out?
Well, we do a pretty rocking cover of Berlin Chair by UMI, but after seeing them yesterday, I don't think we're going to do it.
You would have missed it.
I missed it, but I'm not going to do a UMI song justice, so I think we're just going to keep it real and do our pop rock songs.
There's going to be a lot of new songs too. The new album Seizures is coming out towards the end of August. Now, we've been playing Generation Y. Why is it called Generation Y? Have you got issues with the younger generation these days, Darren?
No, I include myself in this generation, I suppose, even though I'm not sure where Generation Y starts.
Don't you watch Talking About Your Generation?
No, I don't.
They clearly show the ages.
Yeah, I know. I'm silly that way. And really, the name came after the track, if I'm being completely honest. Basically, it's about just Whitey's complaining, and I'm one of them, and I don't really do anything about it, to be honest. And it's funny, I was reading this book by this guy Christian Lander, who actually you guys interviewed.
Stuff white people like.
Exactly. And there's a chapter in it called Awareness, and you know, another chapter called Hating Corporations. It's basically about semi-intellectual left-leaning white hipsters complaining about everything.
And
that's me and most people I know, and that's what the song's about. And when I read that book, I was like, wow, this is exactly what I was trying to get across in that song. So
is Kiss Chasey stuff white people like?
I think so. A certain type of white person, yeah.
Small majority.
Is it going to be an angry record? Was there negativity going on in the record? Are you angry throughout it, or is there a bit of light and shade going on?
Well, it's definitely a mix-up, because with this record I really wanted to really put across just everything I was feeling within that year. I wrote it, you know, between my 23rd and 24th birthday. Mm. And instead of trying to embellish stories and really trying to make it all grandeur, I really wanted to be honest and just... You know, sometimes the everyday things can be the most interesting. So if I was pissed off one day, I would write about it. Mm. And
if the milk had gone off, there's the
exactly,
song right there.
Exactly. Well, actually, the second single from the record is actually about somebody really close to our band who completely screwed us over. And I've never been so angry in my life. So I went straight into my room and wrote this song in like literally a minute flat. I just write these lyrics out. I've never written a song as fast as this, and I think that's why it has a really cool kind of flow to it. And we're playing that today, so hopefully...
Has the person heard it?
Not yet, no.
But they will.
They will hear it.
We'll find out more when Seizures comes out around August the 21st. Before then, though, Darren and Joel are about to hit the stage with Kiss Chasey this afternoon. Enjoy Byron, enjoy the rest of the day. I know it's going to be a big party, and I'm sure that once you get off stage, the beers will be flowing.
Yes, they will be.
About Bex. Half an hour, actually.
Kiss Chasey, thanks so much for dropping by and seeing us at Splendor. This is your new single, Generation Y. Hear the vitriol. Triple J.